started off doing door-to-door sales, okay, which is, you know, one thing. And I've always wanted to be an actor, which is a whole other thing. Getting into the documentary filmmaking thing is one. Having an apps business, an ebooks business, another online startup, meeting some of my heroes, like you said, earning tens of thousands of dollars, traveling to places I've always wanted to, and accomplishing a lot of bucket list things, you know, that I never really thought that I would. But the majority of my accomplishments in my life have happened over the last, I would say, 17 months tops. And, you know, since creating this dream book, I've been able to accomplish 15% of my entire life goals. And that's within a year and a half. So it's no BS. It really works. It may sound kind of woo-woo. I'm going to go through a few different things. But I promise you, this will be the most fun out of everything you do. It actually is a whole lot of fun. So I want to start with a question. I want to talk to you guys and say, you know, a goal is a dream with a deadline. Okay? And the question is, do you know what your dreams are? It's a very powerful point, because before we go into goal setting, we need to first identify what your dreams are. So, I mean, have you guys ever actually sat down and thought about what you truly want, what you truly love, what you truly want to accomplish in life, what obstacles are stopping you? You know, most people don't. And, you know, they end up doing what they feel they should as opposed to doing what they want. So I've created this tool called the Dream Book that really smashes through all that, and there's a few other steps to the process. But I just want everyone to know that when you're doing goals and when you're trying to set, you know, what you do want to do, it takes the same amount of effort to do what you truly want to do, even if they're huge goals. That, like, you know, if you're still young and idealistic, it takes the same amount of effort to do those as it does to do the mediocre ones that, you know, people have badgered you down into believing that's all you can do or that's what you should do. And those include, but are not limited to, going to school, working 9 to 5, you know, for a long time, only taking one trip a year, not setting extreme goals like breaking a world record, all these things that after a while we just start to think are not possible for us anymore. And it's a real shame. So I hope after this you guys really believe that, you know, you can do, be, or have whatever you want. And I'll go through it from one step to the next, and hopefully add some stories in between to make it interesting for you. So just to show you the importance of goal setting and figuring out what you do want and creating an action plan to go in towards and attaining it, I'm going to share a study with you, a couple stats. Now, some of you may have heard that old article back then about the Harvard students, who I think it was 3% of Harvard students set goals and out-earned the entire other 97%. It ended up being a hoax, but it's very well documented, very well cited. It's been cited over 1,000 times in big publications. But they recently did a study to actually, I guess, look into that study and see if it was real. And turns out it wasn't. So I'm not going to tell you that, you know, it's a huge miracle worker and that it's, you know, totally going to obliterate everything you've ever heard. It's not true, but every study that you do look up when it comes to goal setting always says the same thing. You know, whether it's by 200%, 100%, 50%, goal setters always outperform non-goal setters, no matter where you look. So one good study I want to share with you guys is one from Dominican University that was just happened recently, and I'm going to go back to it a couple times throughout the session. So out of 267 people that were surveyed and I guess kind of followed in this study, they were asked to break up into 5 groups. And one of the groups didn't write any goals at all. And another actually did write goals out. And the goals included a variety of goals, really. And, you know, completing a project, increasing their income, increasing productivity, getting organized, enhancing performance, balance, reducing work anxiety, and skill acquisition, which is basically just learning a new skill. And out of those 267 surveyed, the ones who did set goals outperformed the ones who didn't by 30%. It's kind of obvious, right? But it is true. And every major study I've come across now, like I said, says that goal setters outperform those who do not set goals. But what I think is more interesting to note, and I was saying it earlier, is that it takes the same amount of effort to set goals that you think you should do as the ones that you truly want to do, the ones that you've been wanting to do since you were a kid that you may have given up on. It takes the same amount of effort. But before you set the goals, I want to really question you and ask, you know, why do you want to do what you want to do? Like, what is your why? You know, what gets you up in the morning? What would you do for no money? You know, what things have you always wanted to learn but for some reason just couldn't find the time, right? The question that I think underlies all of those when it comes to your business, because I know this is a big thing what we're talking about here, ask yourself two questions, and this is going to pretty much set the pace for the rest of the session. Do you want to change the world, or do you want to sit on a beach?